You can come out, you know. You don't have to hide in the spare room. You. I'm talking to you. The ghost. I can see you. I can. I can see you. You're waving. How many fingers are you holding up? 8. Or 7 fingers and a thumb. Are you alright? You look a bit pale. I mean, sorry, I know this is a bit awkward. I wasn't sure how to go about it. But I figure now that I've moved in, well, we're flatmates now, so we're flatmates. Yes, I know you're a ghost. And I can see you. Of course I want to be your flatmate. Yes, you're a ghost. Do you want to sit down? Oh, I know you can. Because, so there's stuff that I should tell you. But I thought I should introduce myself first because it's polite. Take a seat. Would you like a cup of tea? I know you can't drink it, but holding it might make you feel better. Oh, I know you can affect the physical world. You saved my teapot. Thanks for that. The movers weren't exactly careful. I know that you saved a lot of my stuff. That was really nice. You didn't have to. But you did. You're acting like you didn't expect me to say thank you. How long is it since you've talked to someone? Wow, that's a long time. No wonder you're hiding in a spare room. And it's not the spare room, it's your room. Your room. Are you sure you don't want a cup of tea? You weren't expecting this, were you? Well, I could say that I wasn't expecting a ghost to be here, but that would be a lie. The history of the place was a dead giveaway. Oh no, not your death. I don't know about that. I mean the series of very, very short-term lets. It's a pretty typical pattern for a haunted apartment. Or haunted house. A haunted anything, really. How can I see you? Family gift. Passed down from mother to daughter, to me. I've always seen ghosts. Haven't always wanted to, but, I'm kind of used to it now. Ghosts are just... they're just another part of the natural world. Just a part that not everyone can access, and... just like people, there are good ghosts and bad ghosts and really, really bad ghosts. Which I think you are. Save my teapot. My favourite teapot. You are a good ghost. But it's not just the teapot that makes me think that. I knew it from the very moment I toured the flat. This place has a really good vibe to it. And I saw you cleaning. And then you noticed the estate agent. And then he ran to the spare room. Your room. Your room. And that was really sweet. Oh, the last tenant was a bit of a pig. Is this where I tell you that I can be a little bit messy? But I always tidy up after myself. Am slightly scared of Hoovers, though. Had a bad experience with a haunted Hoover, so... You don't have to do the hoovering. Oh, that's really sweet. Yeah, a haunted Hoover. It was disturbing. It was... Oh, Hoovers can be haunted. Anything can be haunted. Even teapots. Oh, that teapot's not haunted. But... it can happen. I had a good feeling about this place. And the longer I was here, the better it was. I've been looking for somewhere for months. My old house burnt down. Poltergeist. Pyromaniac. Poltergeist. It was my birthday, and I wasn't thinking, so I put candles on my cake, and they got really excited because I kind of had a rule of no fire in the house because they were really, really enthusiastic around fire, and then they got a bit careless. And they got a bit careless, and yeah, it burnt down. They were really apologetic. Really sweet. What? Oh, you're not my first ghost flatmate. No, I'm fine living with ghosts. Ghosts are fantastic flatmates, so long as they're not, you know, traumatized. Or evil. Or demonic. They can be bad flatmates, but generally, ghosts are awesome. I've never had a bad ghost flatmate. Bad human ones, hell yeah. But ghost ones? No, they have always just been lovely. What? So, does that mean that you're alright with this? Well, with me being here. Because if you're not, I can go. I mean, yes, I signed the lease, but there's like a week where we can just, you know, say it's not working and no problem, no... Really? Great! That's fantastic. That's really good. I was getting sick of staying in hotels. Hotels are... spiritually, they're not great places. Lots of trauma and haunted souls. I haven't been getting much sleep. And I still haven't introduced myself. Oh, that's so rude. I'm so sorry. No, you're just so easy to talk to. I just got carried away. You're easy to talk to. I'm just being honest. I haven't felt this relaxed in weeks. You have really nice vibes. Sorry, was that rude? You sure? Good. So, introducing myself. I'm Ruby, and I'm a... Well, my business card says psychic detective, but that was a mistake. Because the minute people see psychic, they think crystal balls and tarot cards, and I'm not great at those. I'm more of a paranormal investigator slash private detective. It's an interesting job. I love it, but it's not exactly 9 to 5. I can keep some very strange hours, and sometimes I have to do occult rituals. But I promise you, I will clean up any chicken blood. Not that there'll be chicken blood, it might be goat. Are you okay with that? Are you sure? You don't just have to say that. You don't have to be polite. Oh, no, you don't have to stay in your room. You can do whatever you want. It's your flat too. Are you alright? Good. I know this must be a bit strange. Having someone who can see you. But I don't know what to say. Just have a really good feeling about this place. No. No, I had a idea, which was I'm just being ridiculous because we just met and it's already super awkward, and if I offer you a job, it would just be really not a job, more, if you're ever bored, you could we could partner up if you wanted. I mean, I totally understand if you don't want to because you can't leave the flat. Oh, we can sort that out. We can sort that out. No, I'm completely serious. I mean, it would be temporary, but we can transfer your anchor to, well, anything really. And if I'm carrying it, you can come with me. But I am really getting ahead of myself because you might not want to be... Really? Really? Seriously? Yay! I mean, that wasn't a very professional sound, but that would be that would be awesome. Oh no, I've never asked a ghost to be my partner before. The vibes are really good, and I'm vibing, and I just think that we'll work really well together. You too. Great. I need to move in. I mean, I am moved in, but I need to unpack and I have a lot of stuff. And we need to get you some stuff. Well, your bedroom's empty. And I mean, you might not want a bed, but maybe, I don't know, a chair? A computer. Well, so you can go on the internet. Of course you can go on the internet. What? Are you alright? You sure? I didn't mean to. Why am I being so nice? Because you're nice and you're my flatmate. And partner. New partner. Never had a partner before. I should warn you that I am not really that professional, but I get great results. So I'll just start unpacking. You want to help? You don't have to. You really don't have to. Well, that'd be lovely. Well, should we start there? Need to get all my DVDs on. I actually need to build the bookshelves. I'm not great with DIY. And by not great, I mean I'm kind of dangerous with a hammer. You're good at DIY? Oh, this was meant to be. This is fate. How about you build the shells and I'll be your assistant. I'll pass you the tools and keep track of the nails and the other nails. Not great at it. You know, I think this is the start of something really good. Oh, how many bookshelves? 9. I have a lot of stuff. Well, here's the hammer. Let's get going, partner. Is it okay if I call you that? Yay. What? That's a screwdriver. I knew that. Hammer? Yeah, really not good at DIY. Let's get to it.